I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Trying to catch a good time.
Good time, baby.
Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
It's Friday?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Could this day get any better?
This day can't get any better. Or can it?
Yes, it can.
Oh, yes, it can.
It is National Cheesecake Day.
It happens to be National Cheesecake Day today.
Can I interest you folks in some of our heavenly cheesecake?
Happy National Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake.
Are you eating the cheesecake without me?
It's showtime.
My favorite cheesecake. Favorite cheesecake. Mine, to be honest with you, just I like plain cheesecake, straight up traditional New York style.
I don't have a favorite. Just give me one of those platters that you get at Walmart that's got all the flavors on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Tuxedo.
Yeah, a little, I like that. I like vanilla bean.
Yeah.
The Cheesecake Factory's vanilla bean cheesecake is excellent.
I need to take my non-bougie butt to Cheesecake Factory, apparently.
Or they need to endorse our fine program
with
cheesecakes.
That would be every food company we've ever spoken about.
We're trying here. We're trying.
What I like about Cheesecake Factory is they know they got you as soon as you walk in, because you walk right into the cheesecake shop before you do anything else, and you're like, oh my gosh, look at all that cheesecake.
That's dirty, because they know you're hungry. It's like the grocery store. You don't go grocery shopping hungry.
Yeah, and you start looking, oh, I'm going to try that one this time. No. That one. No.
That one.
That both of those.
They don't have like a sampler platter?
No. You can make up a sampler
platter.
Yeah,
you can.
It's going to be expensive.
It will be expensive, but I'll tell you what, even though that, I think it's about eight. Was it eight something a slice?
It was.
Ooh, gosh.
But it's worth it. You get a good big slice of the cheesecake.
Good for a snack.
Only you two can make me hungry for cheesecake at 6 a.m.
Speaking of that, I got up this morning at dark 30. It was 80 degrees.
Hot.
I've never seen that before. I've never seen it in the 80 before daylight.
It's hell and all degrees outside.
92 later on.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a...
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Oh, yeah, good vibing on a Friday. I mean, how much more do you need when you know today is Friday?
That's right.
It's last day of the week, heading into a weekend, 2 days to do what you want to do. I have a friend of mine whose son is really into cooking. It's very popular now, you know, cooking, being a chef. It's all, you know, very popular. Look how popular the Food Network is. Mm-hmm. Look how popular mm-hmm. the shows are. Loves to cook, and he has decided to throw a back-to-school pizza party for all of his friends when they go back to school. He's going to make all the pizzas himself and serve them up. Going to take them to school there on the first day. Going to make the arrangements. Going to set up. They're going to have a table for him there to set that up. And he's going to have homemade pizzas for his classmates that he made for lunch on the very first day of school.
Man, pizzas.
Welcome
awesome.
Back, friends.
Yeah.
Have some pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, I don't know if y'all have heard, but Jon Bon Jovi, he has this whole soul kitchen thing
yeah.
he does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basically, it's the Soul Foundation, but it started the Soul Kitchen. It's, you know, to try to help against homelessness and poverty. And if you don't know, it's basically one of those places that doesn't have any prices on the menu. You know, and if you can't pay, you pay what you can. And, yeah. you know, some people, you know, they're like, if you can, we'd love for you to donate $20 because that will cover not only your meal, but a couple other people's meals too. It really helps out. And so he's opened up now his third restaurant to do that, to serve the free meals to those in need. So I just think it's cool he's able to keep expanding this awesome project. I'd love to see him everywhere. That's, you know.
Yeah, he goes in and works in those too. He goes in and works. You know, the thing about John Bon Jovi is there are two sets of stories going around about John Bon Jovi. That he's a great guy and just, you know, sort of to be a rock star, as ordinary as one could be to be a rock star. There are other people say, man, that guy's just a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I look at this picture right here, him cooking this chili, stirring it. He probably didn't cook it. He just stirring it for the photo. Yeah, but he, in his face, he looks like he has a good soul. Right. And I read people very well. That's why I know you two are both demons from the underworld. But
thanks.
Just kidding. Yeah.
A waiter in upstate, by the way, this is all food related today. Surprise. Oh, yeah. A waiter in upstate New York got a massive tip the other day. His restaurant sells little frozen pizzas that gets from another restaurant.
Yummy.
Called Pisons. So the owner of Pisons ordered one for lunch and asked the waiter to rate how good it was. He had no idea who the guy was. He gave it an 8.4 on a scale of 1 to 10. So the pizza place guy tipped him $1,840. The first 1,000 was just to be nice. He tacked on an extra $840 for the good review.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Dang, that's awesome.
That must have been a good little pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I changed it to a 10. Do I get more money?
I want pizza. I want to see what that tastes like.
I do, too.
Now I'm hungry for pizza before 7 o'clock in the morning.
He may make it. Breakfast pizza. Yeah.
Right. I love y'all.
I know I'm probably better off.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. How often do you wash your bed sheets, your bed linens, as it were? Now, I dated a girl whose mother washed theirs daily.
That's exhausting.
She washed them every day as she vacuumed and dusted every day. She was obsessed with having the cleanest house around.
Hold on. Did you say your mom washed the sheets every day?
A girl that I dated did that.
A girl you dated.
That.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right over had the cleanest house that you've ever seen in your life. Beautiful home. Immaculately clean.
I imagine she was one of the nicest people.
She was very nice.
What a waste of water.
And she just was like that, man. And she had these... Like, she had exposed beams in the house, and she collected baskets, and they were really, like, the baskets would be hanging there. She would take those down and meticulously clean them and put them back up.
Like, every day?
Was she a basket case?
That's what you did.
Wow.
Anyway, she did that every day. Now, I wash my bed linens once a week.
Okay.
On the weekend.
Same.
Just get it done on the weekend.
Same. Fridays, today's the day. Take off the pillowcases, take off the sheets. We have two sets of sheets. We rotate between blue and khaki color, whatever. And so, yeah, today will be the day.
Yeah, I'm being honest. We're not washing sheets this weekend.
Okay.
Just don't feel up to it. Honestly, Danny thinks I wash them too much, but I'm probably maybe in every other week or ish. Yeah. I don't really have a routine with it. When it feels dirty or Frank has drooled everywhere,
we wash. So he thinks every other week is too much. So he's thinking
because
like
I
three.
Make him help me put the one sheet on. We don't even have a top sheet, y'all. We have the bottom sheet. And I make him help me.
Hold on.
And he's like, we just do this too much.
Hold on. I just heard something that I found disturbing.
I think I'm on the same wavelength, but tell me.
You don't have a top sheet on your bed. What goes on your body when you sleep?
Our comforter.
Each other because they're in love.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Well, see, we're already hot natured anyway, so the extra sheet doesn't do us any pleasures. Well, and we don't want just the sheet to sleep with because then we get cold because we keep it 68 and have a fan blaring. And also... Every time I've tried to put a top sheet on, it ends up pushed to the bottom of the bed where the comforter is tucked in and nobody uses it. So why am I wasting my time and my efforts to put the top sheet on for it to get destroyed every single night?
Here's an extra layer on top. I agree with Annie for once. I can sleep with a sheet just by itself, but my wife doesn't like the sheet. She likes the duvet cover.
Yeah, we have a duvet too.
Now.
Hold on.
Now.
I'm sorry. I will sleep with it. If it was just me in a bed making decisions by myself all day long, I'd have that extra sheet in there.
You're the wife. You can make the decisions for everybody.
I can, but then I'm also the one that makes the freaking bed every day, man. And I just don't feel like it's easy to shake the duvet out, slap it down, and put the pillows on.
All right, Goodell, go ahead. I can see you're irritated.
I'm not irritated. I'm probably more surprised. See, I cannot sleep without the top sheet. I love the feel of the cool top sheet when I get into bed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about how today's the day and everything. Clean sheet day. Don't you love to jump in bed and pull that sheet up there and smell that fresh smell when you wash those sheets?
That's what Febreze is for. It smells fresh because you just spray the comforter every other day or so.
And we do not tuck the bed in, like, at the base.
Ew.
But that's per the wife's request.
I think that depends on the style bed you have, because some look better hanging over. Like, mine looks better with the way the bottom of our bed is, looks better tucked in.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to make a bed. But this business of just putting the comforter on top of your body and not the sheet. Let's get some thoughts. I want to hear what people have to say about that.
Dale's horrified.
Do you use a top sheet, or do you not use a top sheet?
And this better not turn into a boomer versus millennial thing, okay? Just because I don't like my top sheet.
No, well, I'm just more concerned that, you know, Danny is acceptable with 3 weeks going straight without washing sheets. That really scares me.
He'd probably
me.
Never wash it if it was up to him. I know.
I'm about to make you aware of something. All
don't
right?
tell me about the dust mites on my stuff, please.
No, I want you to understand something. 2% of the people in this...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Country have never washed their pillowcases.
2% is too much.
You're right. Eddie, you're right. 2% have never washed a pillowcase. The pillowcase is covered with dirt, oils, mm-hmm. grime, mm-hmm. dead skin. Mm-hmm. It's all over that thing.
You got dogs, their hair, their dust mites or whatever's on their fur. It's just, ugh. That's nasty. Y'all laying your own filth every night.
So, let's talk about this. Do you use the top sheet? How often do you change them? Got to know right now. 680-WOLF.
Now I ain't seeing a million.
Bed sheets, how often do you change, and do you use the top sheet, which is something that we really didn't start to discuss until both these guys here are like, nah, we don't use the top sheet. I have to have that top sheet because I love the way it feels when you get into the bed.
Yeah, I like that feel too. It's nice. some people, like my wife, just don't care for it.
It's, right. It's a luxury, but yeah, I can't do it because it just gets messed up.
What's everybody saying on social? What's everybody doing? Are you getting texted? You're getting blown up?
Yeah, we got a text in. Thanks, 680Wolf. It said, we wash once a week. That's average. We also don't use a top sheet. We have a comforter, but it gets folded to the end of the bed, and my husband and I separate blankets. Too many times before one of us would wake up freezing and mad.
I got some texts over here too. Alicia texted me. She goes, no top sheet for us. We use a thin quilt comforter so it's easily washable and we wash every week.
Alicia, I thought you'd be a top sheet girl.
You know, I kind of thought you would too. Yeah. And then she said she just discovered a cooling blanket and that we've got to get one.
She told me about
She just sent me the link on Amazon.
I'm going to buy one. I've already
always
got it
in my stays cool?
Yeah.
I've already got it in my shopping cart. She told me about it the other day.
I'll forward you the link. We'll check it out on break.
I guess I'll have to wait a week because we get paid next week.
Yeah. My friend Danielle also texted. She said, this is why you're my person. I can't stand a top sheet either. She says, no extra sheet. It just gets in the way.
Why does the top sheet bother you? I mean, because it gets stuffed in the bottom. Is that why?
Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't bother me when it's just me living alone because I sleep one way and it's fine and the sheet stays up all night. But living with Danny, one, he can't stand it. Two, it just gets pushed to the bottom of the bed and pushed around and drug off the side. It's just too much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Most people have called and texted in and said, no, I don't use the top sheet. Others say top sheet, blanket, and comforter.
Ooh,
hot.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat.
A time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Fridays are made for giant breaths. Because it's a big birthday list. Breasts. Giant breasts.
I've certainly lost interest in what you just said.
Wow, it's birthday time. You should be very interested. Happy birthday to the local celebrities of the Triad that are celebrating all weekend long, starting with Friday. Jason Cox of McLeansville, Emily Hilbin of Kernersville, Logan Henry of Trinity, Brittany Finuquin of Winston-Salem, Matthew Justice of High Point, Amanda Fowler of Kernersville, and Carla and Mason Swiggett of Snow Camp. It's a mom and son, and Mason is one today.
Oh, he's so sweet.
I know. Mark Hunter II of Clemens, Kathy Hutchinson of Greensboro, and Jake Thompson of Dobson. For Saturday, Tracy Woodson of Sanford, Joseph Ford of Winston-Salem, Sarah Reisner of High Point, Casey Stewart of Winston-Salem, Samantha Ledbetter of Advance, Tim Sparks of Winston-Salem, Diana Cruz of Stokesdale, Sheena Seidel of Madison, John Coleman of Burlington, Molly Bowman of High Point, and Naomi Michael of Graham. And for Sunday, Garth Hyatt of Wahlberg, Cindy Sink of Kernersville, Brianna Hopkins of Greensboro, Eli Kendelson of Summerfield, Amy Springer of Denton, Cindy Register of Randleman, Teresa Pittman of Mebane, Deanna Barnes of East Bend, Tyler Wiseman of Reedsville, and Anna Parrish of Kernersville. Woo! Happy birthday, you guys. If you'd love to get your name on the birthday shout-out list, you can go to 931wolfcountry.com. You can also send us a DM, Facebook, and Instagram with your shout-out at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. Like it did all.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:03. It's Law and Order time. Now, there's a lot of talk about countries having weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
You hear about that all the time. But now, we may have to add some dude outside of Vegas.
Uh-oh.
True story. He lives outside of Vegas. His name is David Damison. And he went into the Cosmopolitan Casino last Friday and threatened to detonate a nuclear device, which he says is in his possession.
First thing you do when you go to a casino.
He allegedly said, quote, I have a nuclear weapon. I will kill everyone here. He also added, quote, I will blow up the whole country.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Security, quickly call police. Those quick-thinking security people.
Yeah.
They arrested David, charged him with making a false threat and conveying a false act of terrorism.
Mm.
How many years can that land you?
I don't know. But to be clear, he did not have a nuclear weapon on him anyway. It wasn't in his backpack or anything. He may still have it hidden out there in the desert outside of
exactly. Vegas, right? If it's in the desert, okay.
But he gets in trouble because he said he was correct. Going to, right?
That's right. All you have to do is say it. It's like you can't threaten the president, even if you don't mean it.
A power of speech, man.
Even if you don't mean it, it's a crime.
Now, I can threaten Dale and say, I'm going to eat his lunch at Subway.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm going to.
Which you have before.
I have, and I will again.
Always get a foot long so he can eat the other half.
My grandpa taught me about loving all you.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Friday is the best day of the week for two reasons. One is Friday. Two, five fun facts for your Friday. Did you know the best-selling fiction author in history is either William Shakespeare or Agatha Christie? They both sold somewhere between 2 billion and 4 billion books.
That Bill Shakespeare, man, he was cranking them out.
Yes, he was. Sure was. Did you know the average American produces their weight in garbage every 3 months?
I think it takes me less than that.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of garbage we throw away every day, and like, it's a new trash bag every day.
It's
strange. I don't
know
how we go through so much.
Yeah, I know. You're like, how did we go through all this
all
in one day?
All the plastic on stuff. I mean, I started unwrapping groceries, and I'm like, oh my God, look at the amount of plastic and cardboard here. It's ridiculous.
By the way, I pointed it out the other day. Most people are putting trash bags in their cans wrong. When you buy the trash bag, it's already inside out. You put around the top, then you push it down into the can.
That's just so exhausting, though.
It is, and there's still air trapped underneath, so I always poke a hole in my trash bag.
Do you?
At the very top, we don't overshow it so it doesn't rip, but at the very top, poke a little hole so that air releases.
The key is to poke it in the bottom.
I'm one of those people who I will push and push and push that trash down to fit
some
more.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, compact. You dang right.
And then it's so heavy that the bag rips.
You can't get it out of the can. You got to wrestle it out of the can. Then it starts leaking or the bag bursts. No, dude.
I got to make Denny's life hard somehow.
Well, just
it's easy street everywhere else. Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day. Hey, I already read that one. Moving on. Sorry.
Insta karma.
Got ahead of myself. Asked Dale this question before.
Hey, wait a minute. You sort of caught me off guard on that. You just boom right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Go again.
Can you guess the most rectangular country in the world? You know what? If you get it right, I'll give you $20.
Is it something that you wouldn't think is a country?
I don't think so.
I don't even know how to differentiate between countries and places.
See, what I was going to say was, after I thought about it, I thought, he's trying to trip me up at sneaky little. I was going to say the Vatican.
Oh, I get where you're coming from.
But because it is for sure. But no, I don't know. Do you know, Andy? Do you have a guess?
Oh, no, I have no idea. What's a country?
North Dakota. It is Egypt.
Before you move on, I just want you to know Anna Spivey messaged me on Instagram and she said that she thought she was the only person who put a hole in their trash bag.
Okay.
I'm not alone.
Annie,
look at it. It runs with the name. I love it.
Hey, two peas in a pod.
Yeah. Also, the United States is the 169th most rectangular country in the world.
that's a riveting stat right there, man.
What number was that again?
169. Did you know it's illegal to own a rabbit in Queensland, Australia, unless you're a magician?
Tools of the trade.
Correct. Now, last but not least, here's another little fun thing. I want to see if either one of you can get. Only two states have ever had a temperature over 100 degrees. Have never had it, remember?
Have never had it. Never
over 100. They are...
North Dakota?
No. Alaska and...
Hawaii.
You're right.
Yes!
Believe it or not, all the rest have had at least 105. Including North Carolina.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, especially
this
us.
This week.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need
after
Secret Sound of Summer.
Garnier Fructis. That's it, Dale.
He's in here trying to think of something. He's seen somebody in a commercial.
Jennifer Garner.
So there you go.
Sorry, sidetrack.
I love Jennifer Garner. She was another great TV series she was in that J.J. Abrams did, Alias. Great.
I knew you were going to say that.
What's wrong with that show?
Nothing's wrong with it. I just knew you were going to say that.
Well, anyway, this break is about the summer sounds. Yeah, summer sound.
He says this is the easiest one ever. This is the best.
Easy. I can't believe I even had to go, roll it.
Secret sounds of summer. Here it is. What is this?
Wait a minute. You do not like that sound, Ian?
I just wouldn't consider it super easy. I mean, the rocking chair was a dead giveaway. The sprinkler was a dead giveaway. That one, I don't know how it's going to come across to our folks.
One time.
It's kind of bothering me.
Yeah, and the headphones now is kind of interesting.
It's like, oh, I know what it is. Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Oh, I
snap,
love
crackle,
those.
And pop. Am I right?
I can eat a bowl of Rice Krispies right now.
I think it.
No problem.
Extra sugar, please.
680 Wolf, Secret Sound of Summer. What is that thing?
I don't know about you, but I never.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's a good Friday song. There's Dirks. It's Free and Easy down the road, I go. 8:58, Secret Sounds of Summer. What is this?
Really? All right.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, great. How are you?
We are wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear. Happy weekend to you. What's the secret summer sound?
Would it happen to be rain?
No.
Rain falling.
No, it is not. You know what? I'm giving it to her anyway.
I like her attitude.
I do too.
You got the tickets
awesome.
To see the Harlem Globetrotters. It's Friday. I'm in that kind of mood.
And it was actually a bond.
It made my weekend. You guys are awesome.
It was actually a bonfire.
A bonfire, yeah. I would have never guessed that.
Okay, all right.
Well, enjoy the Harlem Globetrotters.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bartender looked at me like, pony up, man. We're closing down. I paid the tab.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.